Today being the 25th day of Ramadan, 1442 years after the hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 7th of May, 2021 years after the arrival of Nabi Isa, our tafsir from the Faculty of Engineering Master Ahmad Bello University Zara continues from the 56th ayah of Surat al-Azhar. Ustaz Abdulmanin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us, while our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Lukana will conduct the tafsir inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح المغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناس الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله سيدنا محمد حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. إن الله For sure and indeed, يصلون على النبي إن الله وملائكته For sure and indeed, Allah and His angels يصلون على النبي Ascending إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي Ascending their blessings to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا O you that you believe صلوا عليه Send your blessings to him. وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا And send your salutations to him and peace. Here, this particular verse is a culmination of telling us the dignity of the Prophet ﷺ that till today, the extent of which is not known by any human being. From the beginning of the surah, We saw Allah Ta'ala telling the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها النبي اتق الله ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين Oh you this great prophet Fear Allah Don't follow the disbelievers, the infidels Don't follow the hypocrites Don't in any way lend Wait to any whatever they will say, don't follow them in any way. The Prophet Sallallahu he knows his position is not understood by the human being. Because anything that is done against the Prophet, for sure it is done against Allah. He knows whoever goes against him goes against Allah. But mankind don't know that when they go against the Prophet, they are going against Allah. He tries his best not to allow himself to be in a position where human beings will go against him. Here, Allah is always telling us, أَنْ تُؤَكِّرُوهُ وَتُسَبِّهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا إنا أرسلناك شاهدا مبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذن وسراجا منيرا. Then Allah is telling us that this prophet, in some places, we should try to dignify him to our utmost. To the extent he said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهَ. Those people that are pledging to you, they are pledging to Allah directly. He didn't say it is like, إِنَّمَا, for sure they are pledging to Allah. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in every of his discourse, is very careful. He doesn't want to do anything that will make the human being by mistake or by commitment to disobey him or to sin against him. So whatever Allah says, if that thing will bring confusion within the human being because of their low level of intelligence, he is very careful in acting it. So Allah had to go out of his way to tell us who the Prophet is. All those people that came to fight this war against the Prophet, the battle of the trench or the battle of the Confederates, they were only after one thing: to kill the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The whole of people of Medina, they can kill just because of the Prophet. If they are able to do away with the Prophet, they have finished their work. Because of this also, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, those that participated, particularly the treacherous people of Bani Qurayza, all their army were killed. And then the Prophet told us, it's not for the Prophet to even say he needs a woman. Any woman that will assist the Prophet, Allah himself will take her and marry her to the Prophet. This is the level Allah looks at the Prophet. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is the one between the creation, all the creation, whatever they are, whether they are angels, whether it is Arsh, whether it is Kursi, the whole firmaments, all of them, the creation, whatever they are, the Prophet is between them and Allah. So to one side, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is like unlimited. To the other side, it's like he is limited. Knowing this is very difficult. To observe this is very difficult. When people started wagging their tongues, Allah also came to defend him. With regards to marriage, is this not what the problem is? O Prophet, we make it lawful to you. Whatever you want to marry, marry. Before the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam succeeded in his mission, when he was in Mecca, what were they saying? بَلْ قَالُوا أَدْغَاسُ أَعْلَامٍ بَلْ افْتَرَيْهُ بَلْ وَشَائِرٌ. Oh, what is the Prophet saying? Just mere fairy tales. He's dreaming. He's just like these singers. Oh, no, he's Sahirun. He's a witch. In his witch. Majnun, he's even a madman. This is what they were telling him. At that time, nobody, they never believed in their life. Prophet, all this thing is calling for, he can succeed. So all what they were telling him at that time was belittling him, witch, madman, all this they were saying. When they now saw, after the war of Badr, that this man has already defeated, Allah is with him, he has conquered the whole world. Because from the war of Badr, they know that the Prophet has conquered the world. So if they can't take him away, then they will have failed. It is from then on, they no longer go and belittle the Prophet now. They now slander him and calumnize him. Words of calumny. Oh, this man, all he just wants is kingship. If it's kingship he wants, why would he not agree with what your demands in Mecca? No, all he just wants is to enjoy himself, women. Is he the first prophet? Some prophets before him married 100 wives, some married up to 300 with 700 slave girls. So what has he done? So all these things, so they have moved from belittling the Prophet to now making him, canonizing him, slandering him. Just like today, people have moved from being afraid of Muslims. What they do today is slander Islam. The Prophet married Sayyidah Aisha at the age of 6, then bring at the age of 9. It's child abuse. All these things are what everybody is saying now. So now, Allah is going to tell us, you don't know the dignity of this man. His dignity is this. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. For sure and indeed, Allah and his angels, there are angels that are with Allah. There are angels that are on different levels. When Allah created Adam, the angels at that level are the ones that were asked to mix together. There are angels, Karubiyun, that are, they are not, they don't even know about the issue of Adam. They are where they are. They were not part of this. But all of them, Allah said, Inna Allah wa malaikati yusalluna ala istimrar. They are continuously sending their blessing. Continuity is continuous. Ala nabi, unto the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is different from sallu alayhi wa sallu lahu. To, when he says sallu ala, it means three things. You are inclined with love to such a thing or to such a person. Then you are sending, you are inclined with love to such a person, or you are praying for him, or you are asking for blessing for him. These three meaning they are here. But in the case of us, whenever we are making salati on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are asking Allah to bless him, we are inclined to him in love, and we are also praying. Then, when you say sallu ila, not ala now, is this one, you are praying to that person. Yes, you are prostrating before him. Like when we are making salah, we are, it's sallu ila. But sallu ala, no, is you are inclined to the loving him, sending blessings on him, and praying for him. Sallu alayhi. Then wasallimu. When you say sallimu tasliman, sallama here is you are looking, asking for security, so that nothing touches such a person. Then tasliman, you are submitting peacefully. So you are, you, the first one you want all the time. What can you do to make sure that nothing touches this person? He's secured. Then how can you cooperate with him that all he brings, you actualize it in such a way that you give yourself completely to him without, peacefully, not that there's any part of you remaining. Idkhulu fi salmi kafatan. You enter and you submit to the Prophet in all that he has brought, completely without holding anything back from yourself. This is wasallimu tasliman. So this verse, when it was revealed, it was Sahabas that it was revealed to. The Prophet is the one that it was revealed to tell Sahabas. They themselves, they did not know the meaning. They came to the Prophet. There is the hadith of Ka'b bin Ujra. There is that of Ibn Abbas. There's Humayd Sa'idi. There's also Abu Hurairah. There's also Ali bin Abi Talib. Plenty of Sahabats. They came to the, at different times. Allah said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu. O you that you believe, sallu alayhi. Mix salati on him. Wa sallimu taslima. We know that we normally tell you, assalamu alaykum. Peace be on you. Assalamu alaykum. Peace be on you. Assalamu alaykum ayyuhal nabi. Peace be on you, O the Prophet. We know this. We have been saying this. Whenever we meet you, we say, assalamu alaykum. But this as-salatu on you, we don't know it. What is it? This is Arabic. Yet they had to ask the Prophet. So the Prophet kept quiet. Like it was said by Humayd Sa'idi, he said, to the extent everybody was thinking, why did you ask the Prophet this question? But when they ask the Prophet any question and he keeps quiet, they are afraid. Let it not be that they have done something wrong that can attract something else to them. Then the Prophet, he now said, Kulu, say this. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Wa barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid. This is one narration. In another nation, in the two of them, in Nakamirin Majid. in one of them, bil alamin innaka hamidun majid. There are no less than about 30 different hadiths on Salati on the Prophet. That was reported by the Sahaba. So, he told them this. Then here, there is a lot of question. Allah is the one who gave command. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi. We are asked to make salat on him. But the Prophet did not ask us to make salat on him. He said, Kulu Allahumma salli ala. Ask Allah to make the salati on the Prophet. Why? Because we will not be able to actualize it. We are not in position to make salati on the Prophet. So he asked us to ask Allah to make salati on the Prophet. This is what he asked us to do. So in asking us to make salati on the Prophet, anytime we are making salati, we say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. The word Sayyidina that we bring into it is like when the head of state is talking, the president is talking, he said, write a letter to the president telling him your request. Put the heading. Do this for me. When you go to write the letter, you are not the president will not tell you, write letter to the president, Your Excellency, this. No, you are the one to put Your Excellency in it. This is common sense. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will not say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. No, he said, Allah Muhammad, this is him. And I used to tell people, if you must say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, then bring the meaning into the effect. If not, your character here is not complete. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, when you are saying it, you don't know he's your master. You don't know he's your leader. If you tell President, Excellency, this, you cannot tell the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam what he is to you. That's why whenever people are doing salat, they normally say, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin. Kama salaita, who say Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin. He's our master, he's our leader. We'll give him that epithet. So now, a lot of people have also discussed, why is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam relating his salah and putting it together with salat on Ali Ibrahim? This is for us to know. One, the Prophet said, Allahumma kulu Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. First of all, he said, wa ala Ali Muhammad. It is wa ala Ahali Muhammad. There's a difference between Ali and Ahali. Ahali are your own family, blood family that are within your house. Whether they believe in you or they don't believe in you, inna min azwajikum wa awladikum aduwwan lakum. You can have people in your house, among your children, among your wives, they don't believe in you. That's why Allah said, inna min azwajikum wa awladikum aduwwan lakum fahzarum. Be cautious of them. But these ones are called Ahali. Ahali. But Ali are those that believe in you and depend on you and are supporting you and are struggling with you. When you come to the Quran, you find that Allah mentioned Ali Fir'aun about 13 times. وَإِذْنَ جَيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ Ali Fir'aun. Not Ali Fir'aun, Ali Fir'aun. Those people that are supporting Fir'aun and are struggling with Fir'aun to defeat you. So here, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants this salat to go to him and all those his supporters, whether they are his family or they are not his family, those that are supporting him. So anytime you are saying, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, all Muslims, according to their level of support for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, are part of it. Then he says, Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim. Why Anib Ibrahim and why was he specified here? Which means, Allah used to make salati on other people before the Prophet. One of them is Ali Ibrahim. And the salati he made on Ali Ibrahim resulted in one thing that nobody has ever achieved before Ali Ibrahim. And the Prophet, he knows that Ali Ibrahim has achieved what nobody has ever achieved and nobody may ever achieve. Since nobody has ever achieved it and nobody may ever achieve it, what can he also do to get something that is like what Anil Ibrahim achieved? What did he achieve that nobody has achieved, nobody may achieve? ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. He begged Allah, send Prophet Muhammad to the Ummah, make him to be among my family, among my people that will come. Let him be among us. What is greater than the Prophet Muhammad in the whole creation? What is greater than him? Nothing. It's an achievement of Anil Ibrahim. Who can ever achieve this again? Who can ever bring something like Muhammad? So this is why Prophet, he took long. What will he ask for? He's asking that what you have given to Ali Ibrahim, give it to me. So in his ummah, that's why you find people like Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. People like Sayyidina Umar. Then you find people like Sheikh Ahmed Tijani. People like Hassan, people like Hussein. That's why Allah brought them. People that they are not Prophet Muhammad, but it's difficult to separate them from Prophet Muhammad. Because somebody, there is one pair, only one diamond. Somebody has asked for it and he has been given. You are the diamond. What are you going to ask for? That's why I said this. صلي على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. So anytime we are saying this, is this is what resulted in us having somebody like Sheikh Ahmed Tijani that came to establish what will give the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and make people to be so close so that the Prophet will get his wish on the Day of Judgment. This is Salati on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then, what Salati are we supposed to be making? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is the one he reported himself. If we say Salat is sending blessing on the Prophet, is prayer. We are allowed to say prayers the way we want to say it. If you want a car from Allah, is prayer you're going to ask? The Prophet never asked for a car. That's why people that say Dua al-Mansurat, only prayers that are reported in hadith, is the prayer you should do. This is short-sightedness. Today you want to ask for a lot of things that did not exist at the time of the Prophet. How are you going to ask for it? And Allah said, and Rasulullah said, فَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you want anything, ask Allah. Because whatever comes to your mind, anything you are going to ask for, you have known about it before you ask for it. If you don't know it, you can't ask for it. As we are still now, there are positions with Allah that are great positions that you don't know about. So how can you ask Allah? Some are so great that you think asking for it is lack of character. That's why Sheikh Ibrahim has in some of his prayers said, even there are things we can't say from our mind, Allah, you know about it. So here that we are asking for anything at all is because we have seen it or we have thought about it. And who make you to see it? Who made you to think about it? فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. It's like a child running to his father who is coming home and he's seeing the bag. Inside the bag, he can see something pointing out. That is chocolate. That is sweet. Baba, I want chocolate. Baba, I want. If he did not see it there, he would not even have known there is something like that. So he's asking for it, his good character. He wouldn't say, oh, I've seen chocolate there. It must be for me. I will not ask. That's why Allah said, اِتْقُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَخْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. Those who are not asking Allah for anything are those that are showing that they are something before God. You are nothing. So here, whenever we are going to make Salati on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are allowed to choose your words, but you have to be careful not also to put yourself in trouble. You can see now, the Sahaba, they did not know how to make Salati on the Prophet. They had to go to the Prophet and Allah advised them to direct it back to Allah. So in Salah, when we are praying, it's best that the Salah that is reported in the Hadith is the one that you should say. Every time you say prayer, you're supposed to say Salati at the end of the second tashahhud. Anytime the name of the Prophet is mentioned, you're supposed to say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Here, Imam Malik, he says it is very important that every Salah you make Salati on the Prophet, particularly at the second tashahhud. Imam Shafi, he said, whoever does not make salati on the Prophet in his second tashahhud, he has no sunnah. For salatuhu batilatu. In his own case, there is no doubt about it. And a lot of Sahabas are also having the same view, that whoever says his prayer and did not make salati on the Prophet, he has no sunnah. So in their own case, it is part of fara'id salat. Make it salat on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But that whatever the Prophet is mentioned, you say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this one the Prophet has signified it in the Hadith we talked about the other day. That the Prophet was climbing the minbar, he said Ameen, Ameen, Ameen 3 times. And when he was asked, he said, I was told that whoever hears my name and he is not making salati on me, and because of he's not making salati on me, it takes him to hell, let it go far inside hell. And I said Ameen. Angel Gabriel said that. But by Sharia, the ulama said it is compulsory to make salat on the Prophet once in a lifetime. Just like it's compulsory to say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah once in a lifetime. But Imam Shafi said, whoever does not make salat on the Prophet in his second tashahhud, he has no sunnah to start with. Or in his tashahhud, he has no sunnah. This is it. So that is the issue of salat. Then the Prophet of Allah encouraged everybody, said, whoever makes salati on me one, Allah will make 10 for him. Man sallallahu alayhi salatan wahidatan sallallahu alayhi biha ashran. By this year one, Allah will make 10 for me. In other hadith, if you make 10 for me, Allah will make 100 for you. If you make 100 for me, Allah will make 1,000 for you. If you make 1,000 salat for me and you will enter paradise shoulder to shoulder. All these have been reported. Then the issue comes. What are people criticizing a particular type of salat? Like salat al-fati. There are people criticize salat al-fati. No, ask this, is there anything wrong with the wording? They will agree it with you, nothing is wrong with the wording. Since you are at the level of physical sense, and it's only the wordings that you are at that level, then why be criticized? Because Salat al-Fati is blessed to say, is a blessing given to Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Just like Tariqa Tijaniya is a blessing given to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This Tariqa is the Tariqa of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This Salat al-Fati you are seeing is given to Sayyidina Abu Bakr. It is his grandson, Muhammad al-Bakari, who engaged in worship by Kaaba for over 9 years. He does not know anything except making salat on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because there is a hadith of Ubayy bin Ka'ab where he went to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, oh, the Prophet, I think I'll take 1/3 of my ibadah. I'll just make salat on you. Remember, Ubayy bin Ka'ab is the one we are asked to take our recitation of the Quran from. Prophet said, then you will be a prosperous person. But if you are to increase that, it's better for you. It's okay. I'll take half of my worship as salati on you. Okay, then you become a great man and very prosperous. But if you are to increase in that, it's better for you. Then all my worship is salat on you. So because of this, a lot of scholars, all the time they're just making salati on the Prophet. It doesn't mean that you are going to be making salati on the Prophet, then you will not pray, you will not fast. You will not. If you don't fast and you don't pray and you're just making salati, then you are not part of those that are asked to make salati on the Prophet. Allah said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu. It's the people that believe. So if you don't believe, if you don't believe in the work of, in the mission of the Prophet, if you are looking at it, then it's not for you. So here, Imam Muhammad Bakari was making salati, worshipping Allah, fasting, eating, doing all those things. And then Allah, because he's the grandchild of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Allah blessed him with this salati. He existed about 300 years before Sheikh Ahmad Tijani. And this salati is not uttered by human being. It's taken from Ali al-Ghaib, from Bayt al-Izzati. That's why it has the strength of Laylatul Qadr. Because Laylatul Qadr khairun min alf shaharin is better than 1,000 months. And 1,000 month is 30 days. And Laylat is night. How many nights do you have in a day? 2. So 1,000 nights will become how many? 60,000 nights. Because for every day you have one night, one day, that has become 2. Alfa Shaharin, 1,000 months will now become 60,000 nights. That's why Sheikh Usman bin Fudu said, one Salat in Fatih is equivalent to 60,000 Salati of any other Salati. Then people now come, they said, how can you say Salat in Fatih has more reward than Salat Ibrahimiyya? Yes, it has more rewards. Some people say, no, you people are saying that it's better than the Quran. We have never said that. If it is our belief that it's better than the Quran, we are the one, like Sheikh Darboj used to say, who will advertise it? Why are you the one advertising it? Why should you advertise our product? So now that this Salati is better than any Salati in reward by 60,000 times, it's very clear. When you are talking of reward, it's different from talking of position, dignity. Whatever comes from Allah directly, the position is different, the dignity is different. You call it position. Whatever comes from human being, also the position is different. Whatever comes from the Prophet Christ, it comes from Allah. Anything, even if the Prophet speaks, it's not from him. Anything he does. So you can't be comparing the dignity of what is from a human being to the dignity of what's from the Prophet. That's lack of common sense. Now, during the time of the Prophet, Allah was telling us, وَالْخَيْلَ وَالْبِغَالَ وَالْحَمِيرَ لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِنَا. He said, all this, wal-khayla, wal-bigala, wal-hamira, these horses that you are seeing, these camels that you are seeing, these donkeys, all of them is for you to climb and for you to carry your loads to where you cannot. Illa bishik al-ankus. You climb the camel, you put your load on it, it will carry it. This load that is so heavy. Then now, the white people, they came, they make ship, they make the plane. For you to know, one ship can buy more than 10 to 30 planes, a big ship in the sea. We just saw a ship that was over 500 meter long and over 50 meter wide that was held in Suez Canal. So this plane that you are seeing that is carrying goods all over the world, and a camel, which one is costlier? Which one is costlier? The plane is costlier. Look at the Quran before you. If you go to somebody now, he takes a copy of the Quran, put it in front of you, and he takes a packet of 1,000 naira, put it in front of you, and say, take one, which one will you take? Is this money better than the Quran? No. But this money here, the value in cash is more than this Quran, because you can take from this money and buy several Quran with it. So you cannot say that whatever Allah creates something, that it, something else is better. It is the value here now, only here, but momentarily. By the time you live here, that's all. Because whatever Allah creates, it will come with the attributes of Allah. It will have life. It will have knowledge. It will have wish. And it will have ability. But these four things, always, you know, Qudratun, Ilmun, Irada, Hayatun, anything that Allah creates, these things are going with it. Whether it's ant, whether it is a toad, whatever the human being creates also goes with the quality of the human being. The human being is dead. So what he creates is dead. He may be intelligent to do this. That's why, if for example now, you are to keep a plane sitting down, there's a Concorde, there's no more Concorde now. It used to be the costless plane. You keep it down, and then there's a toad, ordinary toad, standing by the side. This Concorde, the value now is much, much more than this toad. But this toad is better than the Concorde. Because this toad is created by God. It has all these attributes with it now. The Concorde does not have it. Except you, the man that is a dead man that creates it, except when he enters, then he brings his own attribute to bear on this his creation. So if there is fire now, the fire will come. This Concorde does not know there is fire. It cannot stand up. It can't live anywhere. This toad will feel the heat, the fire. He will look for where the heat is less. Chap, 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 chap. He will go away. The Concorde will be there and it will burn to pieces. What Allah creates, you can't bring it and start comparing what whatever human being creates. What the Prophet says from his mouth, hadith, you can't compare it to whatever any human being says. But when it comes to reward, it's different thing. Just like you wouldn't, you have not eaten in the house. You come, you are a man, you fear Allah, you are reciting Quran all the time. Then the man put a Quran down and put 100,000 down. Take one, this bundle or this one, or this one. Which one will you take? You will take this bundle, put it in your pocket and go away. So Salat al-Fati, we are talking of reward and the work it can do. Just like the meaning says, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad al-Fatihi lima ughliq. It will open the doors that are closed before to you before now, divine doors. Wa khatimi lima sabaqa. It will seal everything that Allah has given to you in such a way that nothing bad will come after it. Nasr al-Hakim al-Hakim. It will assist you to make sure that only what is from Allah is going to be your assistant. Satan will not be able to come and have anything in it. Well, how do you last that can take him? It will take you to the right path. And the right path is the Prophet. He is the right path. When you say Nasrat al-Mustaqim, that is the Prophet. The wa ala Ali, again, you are part of Ali of the Prophet, because you are part of his supporters and his dependents. This is Salat al-Fati. Then in case of Sheikh Ahmad Yani, we said this particular Salat was given to Muhammad al-Bakani as a gift to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, because he's the grandchild of Sayyidina Abu Bakr who stood out in worship much later after Sayyidina Abu Bakr. In case of Sheikh Ahmad Yani, among the grandchildren of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after Sayyidina Hassan and Hussein, he stood out. From his youth, Allah showed his parents that this person is not an ordinary person. At the age of 7, he memorized the Quran. At that time, nobody has ever had anybody memorizing the Quran at the age of 7. By the time Sheikh Ahmad Yani was 15, 16, he has memorized Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmizi, Ibn Majah, most of these books of hadith, including Mukhtasar. Then the parents said, this boy, we cannot allow him like this. We have to marry for him. When they married for him, the same year Allah brought a disease, plague, to Ayn al-Mahdi where they are, and the father and the mother died. The same day, and they are buried in the same place. If you go there, the grave is still there. When Shia Matigan was given back to the house, it's still standing, it's still there. Yeah, Sheikh Matigani begged the wife that this marriage, I couldn't say, tell my father no. My mother married you to me. And she's a Sharifa. But you're a woman. What Amatigani needs is not a woman now. Gave all his wealth to her and left the town, going to seek for knowledge. He was seeking for knowledge anywhere he goes, until anytime he goes to a place, stay before a manam. After some time, the manam said, no, you teach some other student there. Then later, some of the manam said, look, I will come and take something from you. Then he take his things and he will leave. Until he realized that in day, what is written by a human being, there's nothing he has to learn from them. So, he now decided to see how he can take knowledge directly from Allah. If your piety gets to where it will get to, you take knowledge directly from Allah. Then he started following the Sufi path. He got to the extent of seeing the Prophet in the weak state. Before that, one of the companions is the one that Allah will send it to him. The Prophet will send it to him through dream. Then he was busy doing a lot of salat, until, and he was in Salat al-Fatih. One day he left it. Then the Prophet said that he should be told that he should go back to Salat al-Fatih. That the Salat al-Fatih, no matter any salat you will do, is not up to Salat al-Fatih in regards to what you are looking for. That's why Sheikh Ahmed Yani came to Salat al-Fatih. When Tariqah was given to him, it was given to him that before you do salati, you have to do istighfar. This istighfar you are saying, anytime you come, you are doing ibadah. By the time you say Fatiha, which means that ibadah is to Allah, then you make istighfar. Why? Istighfar is to clean you and make you pure. Because without being pure and clean, you should not say salati on the Prophet. Again, like Sheikh used to say, he said, the best hotel, that is a very good hotel, that somebody has, is a billionaire, he wants to go to the hotel, but he's smelly, his body is very dirty, his clothes are dirty. Then he goes holding his money in his hand. He said he wants to be given accommodation. Will he be given? He will not be granted accommodation, despite his money. So you can't go and start making salati on the Prophet if you are not clean. That's why you start with istighfar, to clean yourself, because we are committing so many sins that we don't know, day and night. There's even between istighfar and tawbah. Tawbah is you have committed a sin that you know this sin. You are begging Allah that, you have committed this in Allah, forgive me, I will not go back to it. That's why Tawbah has conditions, that you will not go back to it, that you are regretting it. But in the case of Istighfar, it's a lot of sins that you do continuously without knowing. And this Allah shows you example in your own self. You come out in the morning, you are taking a bath. When you come out in the evening, put water in your body, you will see death are coming out. When did you put all this dirt on your body? You did not know. Dust was piling on your body, on your head, on your disc. By the time you come to bath, you see again, dirt are coming from your body. That's how you are also yourself. As you go out, you are committing sins with your eyes, with your ears, with your mouth, with your talking, with your thinking. And anybody going to make salati on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are going to a realm that is beyond this world. You can't go in a dirty manner, whether with your heart or with your body. You have to make a lot of istighfar. That's why in the tariqah, you start with Fatiha to show that you are worshipping Allah. Then you make istighfar 100 times, so Allah can wipe away your sin. Only Allah can wipe away your debt from you. Then after that, you now start making salati on the Prophet, taking on adornment with attributes of the Prophet. Oh, wow. By the time you make salati on the Prophet, then the Prophet will take you by himself, put you in front of God, and you hear a man saying, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Then it is now you call Allah and you bear witness that Allah is Allah. Other than Allah is nothing. That's why Salati is very important. Till today, ulama say they don't know the haqiqa of what is Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Ulama till today, in different tafsir, nobody knows the meaning. But people are saying it's sending blessing, it's prayers on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. So let us try to make Salati on the Prophet all the time, wherever we are. Make istighfar, make Salati. Everybody knew that worship is important. But Sheikh Ahmad Tijani is the one who came to create and establish this company, this limited company, where everybody in it has pledged to be making Salati on the Prophet continuously. We all enter societies and they say, pledge, how much are you going to be paying every month? The Prophet said, if you make promise, fulfill it. Then somebody is telling you, don't fulfill the promise. No, go and wait for me. Who is he to ask you to wait in fulfilling the promise of Allah? Nobody can ask you to wait for him. Then they will bring all sorts of things to cover, as a cover up. If you have to make wazifa, do it. Anywhere you find, sit down and do it. Two or three or four of you or five of you, do it. If it's a woman, there's no journey that is on him, on her. Just like there's no journey of salat on her. So I advise anybody who is not in Tariqa Tijani to take it. This is a limited liability company that is asking you to pledge istighfar, salat of the Prophet now, from the beginning of your life to, till the day you meet with Allah. And you will not regret it. So may Allah make us to be among them.
إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا.
إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وَعَدَّ لَهُمُ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Allah Ta'ala is now telling us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُوزُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. For sure, and indeed, those who are injuring, creating problems for Allah and His Prophet, لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. This will are caused in this world and the hereafter. وَعَدَّ لَهُمُ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. And Allah has prepared for them an ignominable and a disgraceful punishment in the hereafter. Here, is it possible for anybody to cause problem for Allah, to injure Allah? Is it possible for anybody to injure the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Yeah, we are seeing the Prophet, people are injuring him now. Because people are telling Sha'irun, Majnun. But Allah, Ta'ala said, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكْزِبُونَكْ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِنَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْهَدُونَ. When they are saying you are a liar, it is not you that they are telling that you are a liar. It's the what you came with that they are against. Allah, you can create problem for Allah without knowing that you are creating problem for Allah. Anything you do against the Prophet is directly against Allah. Somebody sees your family in the streets, misbehave to them, injure them. Then when you ask him, say, no, it's the family, it's not him. Does this person have common sense? Anybody, if you utter anything against the Prophet, even in your mind, you have already injured yourself before the Allah. That's why Salati on the Prophet is very important. Continuously, we saw that Allah is doing it continuously. You to do it continuously. So here, in other than using Allah or Rasulah, if Allah and the Prophet is the same thing, whoever is doing that is on the cause of Allah. That's why we don't know. You normally see some people, they are annoyed. If people are saying something wrong against the Prophet, you are doing cartoon, you are doing this, you are doing that. Because even the Muslims are injured. let us be very careful. Whatever will bring harm to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, let's not be seen to be engaged in it. Anything the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said in the Hadith, anything that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has brought to us in the Quran, don't ever allow anybody to make you to believe that you can go against it. If you must go against it because you have no strength to stand against it, then don't believe in it. For example, look at the issue of riba, usury in banks. Can you keep your money in the house? You cannot. You have to go and keep it in the bank. All the banks we are having are operating based on interest. And interest is haram, whether you like it or you don't like it. If you don't believe it is haram, then you are now injuring the Sharia. And you enter the course of Allah. But what can you do about it? For now, there's nothing we can do about it. Because we are not serious, even we as Muslims, on this issue. To create bank that will work like Islam has said. We know they are fighting us, but we also have to try our best. So as long as you are operating with usury, don't feel comfortable in your mind that it is correct. Look at the way we are schooling. Our male and female, we mix the way we want. It's not correct. Because even in Salah, women has to stay behind. The men has to stay in front. Not necessarily there must be partition. At the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is no partition. But women, after the men, the children, after the men, the women, the girls, after the boys, then the women after them. But like we have heard, if a woman has no business outside, the best place for her at any time is in the house. Nobody should deceive you that it is not like that. Whatever you see in the Quran, 100% you have to believe in it. If you can't do it, then it's part of the things you are looking istighfar for. But for you to say, no, it's not like that, and start trying to defend it. Like when it comes to the issue of polygamy, you find a lot of people trying to say, no, if you are not, Allah is saying in the Quran, if you are not going to be able to make all these things, you have gone far in the course of Allah, you don't know. Whatever Allah says, believe in it 100%, you have nothing to do with it. If you can't obey it, say, Allah, I can't obey this, forgive me. This is what we are saying here. Allah Ta'ala is the one who has sent us the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should try to please him as much as possible. Anything we do to please the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you do it. If you see anything that is related to the Prophet, hold to it. Whether it is his family, whether it is the ulama, whether it is the mosque, with anything that you see is close to the Prophet, you to be close to him. That's why you find people when they go to Medina, to the grave of the Prophet, some of them start, they are holding the wall. Then you see Allah said to them, it's ordinary wall. They know it's ordinary wall. But is it like the wall in your house? This wall knows the Prophet. The wall in your house, how many times does it know the Prophet? So all this, let's be very careful. And let's not also injure the people of the Prophet, like it is coming in the next class.
والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا.
والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا. Allah separated the last verse from this verse because of the clarity in it. وَالَّذِينَ يُوزُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. And those that are injuring or causing problem for the faithful servants of Allah, male, and faithful servants of Allah, female, بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا, without any faults that they have committed. فَكَذِ اِحْتَمَلُوا. This will have indeed taking on themselves a burden that is too great, buhtanan, burden of evil that has not been committed, wa ithman, and sin, mubina, that is very clear. In the case of Allah the Prophet, there is nothing that they have done that is against you. Everything they have done is for you. Look at what the Prophet has sacrificed for us. But it's possible for a mu'min, despite the fact that he's a mu'min, he will do something wrong. But for a Muslim, he's always doing something wrong. Because a Muslim, he has agreed with Islam, he will pray sometimes, he will not pray well. Sometimes he will do zakah, he will not do it well. So his faith is still hanging. That's why Allah says here, وَلَيْنَ يُوزُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا. There is nothing that they have committed. If they have committed, وَجَزَاهُ سَيْئَةٍ سَيْئَةٍ بِمِثْلِهَا. If somebody has offended you, Allah allow you to retaliate, but you should not go beyond what has done to you. وَنْ أَفَاهُ عَسْلَى فَأَجِرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ. If you forgive and overlook, Allah said, it is me that you will reward you. Your reward is on me. So, but for those that have not done anything, for you to just start and you are creating problems for them and you are injuring them, they have carried on themselves. Buhtan is when somebody backbiting is for you to be carrying news of somebody on what he is doing, but you would not like him to hear it, you say it. But Buhtan, what he has not even done, like you meet people, said because they are Tiganias, he said they are mushrik. They don't have any idol. They don't have anywhere they go to worship anything but Allah. He said this is Buhtan. Have they committed any sin? No. Allah said, Faka'ihtama Buhtana. You have carried a big body on your head until the day of judgment before you know. Then there are people that are in between this people and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sometimes if you touch them, you are touching Allah directly. Sometimes if you touch them, you are touching the Mu'min directly. These people are called the same descendants of Allah, Awliya Allah. That's why Allah himself, he said in the Holy Hadith, Man adani waliyan fakat adantuhu bilhaq. Whoever touches my saintly servant, it is me that he has called for war and the one to fight the war. When you go against the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah will ask the Prophet to come and fight you. When you go against Awliya of Allah, Allah does not ask them to fight you. Allah said they should wait, he will fight the war himself. That's why when Sheikh Ibrahim is always insisting, if you are touched, if you are maligned, if you have a handle, he said, patience. You are supposed to be patient. Leave Allah to do it. Because Awliya Allah, all the time, Allah is one that will reply for them. Because why? Allah did not bring them to the public that these are my saintly servants. He hid them. The way he hide them, the same way he would fight those fighting you in a hidden manner. Before they know, they are nothing. Somebody says, he is fighting Awliya Allah. He said he's a big man, but he never left a child that memorized Quran. One. Anything he said before, if you take any of it now, you see plenty of mistakes in it. See how Allah put him? And he has still not succeeded in what he wants to do. He wants to stop zikr, he wants to stop tariqah, is it growing? More. That's why Awliya Allah, they are mu'minin, they are also with the Prophet on the other side. There are times when you touch them, you are touching the Prophet. Then Allah will be the one to seize you. Since officially they have not been declared, they are not supposed to also fight you officially. That's why a wali will never fight, will not come out and do a demonstration and fighting and bring it. They are where they are. Allah that appointed them secretly will also kill those people secretly. Take note, anybody that has gone against a wali in this country or anywhere in the world, we shall see his end. The end is never good. May Allah make us to be among them. May Allah forgive us our sins. May Allah strengthen us. May Allah strengthen Islam. May Allah strengthen Tariqah. May Allah bring peace to our country. May Allah give us our food, our clothing, our houses. May Allah give us what we are going to write. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala bless all those that are assisting us, all that are assisting Islam. May Allah strengthen them. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah strengthen our leaders. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala reward sahabas for us. He reward our sheikhs for us. He reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us. He make us to be among those who are always making salati on the Prophet. Jai Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May He make us to love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May He put His love to be strong in our heart, stronger than anything that will be in our heart. May He bless us to see the Prophet in this world and hereafter. Open there and dreams. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إن الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح المؤلف والخاتم لما سبق ولا يستحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العزيز سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Okay, good. Monday, 28th.